This is Luke Moroney from Search Party Property, bringing you the Search Party Property podcast. Today, I'd like to discuss the whole situation that eagerly anticipated Royal Commission into Banking report that was delivered today, and a lot of commentary around it. We've had the government speak on behalf of it, the opposition party speak on behalf of the report that's been delivered, talking about their recommendations, what they're going to do, how they're going to process things, and then commentators, you know, reviewing the report and reviewing the words of the two different parties that are involved, reviewing what the report recommendations were as well. So today I wanted to get involved and to discuss that a little bit further from what we know so far. And firstly, I'd like to look at the whole big picture of this particular report that has come out. I think there is firstly an idea around the property markets in Sydney and Melbourne right now. This report has come through a time where we've seen the property markets drop by 10% in both Sydney and Melbourne over the last 12 months. So we are in a situation is where I believe that the report is allowing for the banks to still be stable and strong and a way forward for our economy to continue to grow. So I guess a big reflection for me was to keep that they wanted in the report to maintain the strength of the banks and not have sweeping changes being made in with the report that they were handing down. And it was just about trying to tackle a few little areas, a few big areas. And I think that's a reflection of trying to keep the banks very stable, very strong, and an ability for the economy not to go into a recession. If we did have an ongoing push from the report and from the government about bank bashing, we might be found ourselves in towards a technical recession or a full recession in future months or in the next 6 or 12 months time. So I think that was big picture of what the report wanted to look at individuals and wanted to look in it for the industry as a whole, rather than try to bank bash and try to have a major impact on our big major four banks. Now, even though we saw through the Royal Commission hearings that there were quite a number of issues being raised by individuals at the banks, by procedures that they put in place or things that they allowed to actually happen, where there was words of actually fraud being and people being charged fees when they were already dead, and people being charged for fees on things that they didn't have actually in place. So even though that was happening, they didn't really, they were going to look at each individual case and look at referring them on to ASIC and look to seeing ways that they can actually make things, forward push the whole idea that they've got to tighten up, they've got to do things better than they have done before. So, but without sweeping changes. So that's, I guess, concern for the industry moving forward. Is this going to be a case that happens again in another 5 or 10 or 15 years time that we go? Or is this going to be the change of something new for the banks? So that's a question that, is constantly going to be asked, I guess, in the next month or two while we go through this reporting stage. And then further on through the years is are we going to see a repeat and have to have another Royal Commission? And that will be, quite a joke for that to really happen. The second point I'd like to make is around the potential effects that this report and the recommendations that come out of it will have on the mortgage broking industry, first and foremost. And I think that's one that's going to be, really heavily impacted if some of these recommendations actually get adopted. The financial advisory industry, the superannuation fund industry, and the insurance industry. So I think what they've tackled through the report and recommendations was to actually look to hype on the pushed up point of the cowboys that are in the industries, to knuckle down on them But basically, I'm not going down on them. They affect the whole industry. And I've already had people speak to me in the last, well, it's only been in, come out to the media in the last 4 or 5 hours now. And there's already, I've already heard, you know, rumors from a couple of mortgage brokers that are out there that are looking at the potential to convert to other jobs, other industries, because of the findings of what's being said today. So what kind of impact will that have moving forward in all those industries? So again, mortgage brokering, financial advisory, superannuation, and insurance. The whole idea and the discussions that I've had after the report was handed down and spoken about today in the media was about the whole thing of reduced competition. And this is what we kind of feared, that this might happen. It's a case that I feel like, you know, the banks and the maybe the lenders are more protected, and the but goes back to the individual employees and business owners, like small business owners that run these mortgage brokering places, that are going to be affected by these calls that are going to be made. Now, we don't know the full extent of what is actually going to be implemented, because the Hayne Royal Commission report has said that there needs to be big changes made in the mortgage brokering industry and other industries to get them more compliant, or put them into the place where there's not commissions being paid out to those businesses, and put them into a position where we've got you know, mortgage brokering in a position, and I'll just touch on mortgage brokering for a sec, where they are not going to be sustainable from, you know, down the track. There's going to be reduced commission because the banks might need to compete against too many other lenders, and if they're charging lower, significantly lower interest rates, and even if they can't provide the best service, people are still going to want to go with them. So, you know, then what actually happens? Is the service going to be minimal? Is the competition going to be minimal? Are the consumers protected by that? And I guess the answer is no if these recommendations get implemented. But on the back of the Royal Commission saying and reporting on this, you've also got other bodies that have reported on this same thing about mortgage brokering and trail commissions and upfront commissions in the past, just recently actually, and they've actually said that it's a bad idea to actually remove some of these commissions because it's actually putting less competition out in the marketplace. And we've noticed that over the years, and there's been reports and data put out on this, that the mortgage brokering industry has instilled more competition in the marketplace, given better service and better rates to consumers. So why would they bring this recommendation in? That is a big question for me. And I guess the third point I want to make is there's a lot of unscrupulous behavior that has come out and been made aware of in this Royal Commission. But will we see anyone actually go to jail? Now, there's fraudulent activity. People have broken the law, you know, through what has been said, whether it's individuals or companies. But will actually anyone go to jail? That will be the big question. There's been 22 referrals through to ASIC to actually look at all these cases and look at if they're going to make any criminal charges or take action against individuals. It's a wait and see. I guess when some of these things have happened in the past, it's been very limited to the actual activity or criminal activity that's actually come out of these. But you know, people have actually stole money from others. So you're in a situation where you stole, it's not transparent. They're taking money when they are not giving a service. So, you know, really interesting ideas that are coming out of the Royal Commission report. Look, I can't say I agree with what's being done. I do hold an idea that having some strong banks in place, not sweeping changes, might be a better off in terms of not having a recession come up. But we'll have to wait and see on this one. It's going to be really interesting in the next couple of months. You know, there's no point in me putting recommendations forward to what should happen when you've got you know, industry bodies and the Royal Commission actually making recommendations, because you know, first and foremost, we've got to look at what are the changes, how do we deal with the changes as investors, as buyer's agents, as your property team, looking forward to actually see how we can best serve whatever situation is presented to us. And the savvy investors will listen to podcasts, will listen to news articles, and start to evaluate their situation for the time that we're in right now. You know, over the last 12 months, we've had situations where Sydney and Melbourne property prices have dropped 10%. We are actively looking in the Brisbane property market for the low risk, the affordability, where people are still going into, without the education, into some of these investments in the Sydney areas, when you've got a situation where markets will potentially continue to fall. And that's what other industry experts, property industry experts, are saying right now. So interesting times in terms of the Banking Royal Commission. In terms of what's coming up, we've got state, New South Wales state election, Australian federal election coming up this year in the next 3 months. All that's going to happen. So super exciting 2019 coming up for everyone in the space of politics, investment, finance, property, and all sorts of things going on. So stick to listening to what's going on. Keep up to date with the information. It's a great place to be on and be around. So look forward to bringing you even more installments about market updates and thoughts. So if you want to have a chat about your personal circumstances and just have a general chat about what's going on, well, give me a call and we're happy to discuss what's happening. And my number is 0400-332-377. Look forward to talking to everyone very soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.